November 2005, this is Louise Ferguson interviewing Elder Nick Aloakley from the Aleutian Islands,
Akia.
And he's part of the Aleutic tribe people. And today, I was going to ask you about your interest in music. Because I know you said you enjoy live music, and what your taste in music was, and what music, what instruments you can play as well.
I could play accordion, little guitar, and piano. Well, we learned them because, you know, when we have nothing to do, we practice all the time. A lot of times to do that. A lot of us from the village knew how to play accordion and guitar. All learned by ear. Never read notes. I don't know how to read notes. We just listen to music. We just listen to music and pick it up. That because nobody learned instruments anymore. Got too much other stuff to do, I guess. I used to play for dances in the village, in Old Harbor, because we had no other music. So I used to play and let them dance.
Yeah. Native dancing. Is it native dancing? Eskimo dance?
No.
Just normal dancing?
Yeah, normal dancing. Jitterbug. You know how to jitterbug?
Just a bug. I've never tried. I'd like to. So that's rock and roll, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, just turn around and everything. My favorite singer in the Western was Hank Williams.
Oh, Hank Williams, yeah. His son is still making music, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hank Williams Jr.
Mm-hmm. And rock and roll, my favorite was Elvis Presley. He was something else. I don't think there'll be out near Elvis.
Elvis. I like Elvis.
Yeah, boy, he carried, his voice was so. Like when he sang that Glory, Glory, Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Giving me goosebumps.
Yeah.
You need to get his voice. Boy, he got a voice that nobody can imitate.
So did you teach yourself accordion and guitar and piano?
Yeah.
Or did someone teach you?
No, I learned myself. I hear music and I just, I don't know, sounded out an accordion. And I learn, and I keep practicing all over and over, sing songs.
Yeah. So what music did you listen to start with when you were learning? Was it rock and roll?
No, it was country western. Easier to piano just last year.
Oh, yeah.
I was working at the senior center, and they had a piano there. Just like accordion, you know. I didn't do anything, I'd think of a song and I'd go over there and start playing it.
Can your sons play any music?
No.
You didn't want to learn?
No.
Too much other distractions?
Just too much hard metal and stuff. I don't know how they understand music nowadays. Just music. Mostly hollering.
There's some good music around, I think.
That's yeah, nice. Some are okay.
Yeah.
That's what you mean.
There's still some good country and western, I think.
Yeah.
Mm. It's quite popular in Alaska, I think.
Yeah, most of the people in Alaska are all country.
Yeah. So did you used to play with friends in a group?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I had a couple of friends that played. They take turns. Tigers to play all night. Take turns.
They used to just make it up and improvise.
Yeah. And my friend would play guitar and follow the accordion. And I would do that. He would play accordion, I'd play the guitar. And when I get drunk, we sing.
Yeah. Have a drink.
That was fun.
Did you mostly just sing songs you knew, or did you make up? Did you make up songs?
No, what we heard.
Have you ever listened to much like native music, or is it you haven't really ever?
No,
isn't
have much of that.
No, it doesn't seem to be much. Yeah, of a kind of movement of people like all playing music together. I think it seems like dancing, Eskimo dancing, is much more important than like playing instruments.
Yeah, it's so hard to put English words to Aleut.
Yeah.
Really hard. Make it sound good. Hard. It's like now. Teaching these princes. You know, they start to kind of make up music like You Are My Sunshine.
Yeah.
You know, it took us a long time to get it good.
Into a liturg. Yeah, to get all the rhyming right must be difficult.
Getting the words right. Some English words I can't sing in that.
You are my sunshine. You are the sunshine.
They're probably singing down in New Zealand.
Yeah. That's Hank Williams, isn't it?
Huh?
Is that Hank Williams? Hank Williams, or not? You are my son. Yeah.
I don't know who I'm saying.
So, is there any time when lots of people get together and play music to celebrate anything? Or?
They used to be for.
Yeah?
No, but not anymore.
What did they used to do then?
Get together with, you know, who can sing better and who can play accordion. A couple of my friends, or they could play guitar, they can pick and one of them could play it like Chet Atkins. That good guitar.
No. Did you have your own guitar and accordion?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they expensive?
Some people are, some old-timers here, mandolin and all that.
Oh, yeah. Even what, the generation before you?
Yeah.
Oh, right. So, was it even more, was music even more popular before your generation?
Yeah, before, yeah.
And they play mandolin and still accordion and guitar as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of them play there. That's why I got into it, because I used to listen to them. Language, I guess you can, if you're here long enough, you can pick it up.
Yeah, just by ear, yeah. So you're listening to the elders, was it elders? Did elders play?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they didn't teach you?
No, they didn't want to teach nobody. Everybody learned themselves. Just practicing. You know what they used to use? They used to use the tub.
Yeah, like wash tubs.
Yeah.
Wash
it. Put a stick.
Yeah.
Stick there and put a string down to the middle.
Yeah.
And use it as a base.
Oh, wow. Wicked. That worked, did it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that base.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, double basses are really nice instruments, actually. Yeah. Could you make different intonations with the pulling? Oh, right.
Pulling that stick.
That's so cool.
A lot of them used to play spoons.
Spoons?
Yeah.
On the guitar?
With the music.
Well, just drumming, kind of.
Yeah.
Drumming with spoons.
No, you take two spoons.
Get really good at doing different beats and on their different parts of the body.
Yeah, on
all right.
The knees.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, really getting into it, you know.
Yeah. Did you used to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just have fun and laugh, you know. If you make a mistake, you just laugh about it. Try again.
Yeah, that sounds good. So it's big noise and lots of drumming and wow, yeah. I like the idea of the bass though, that's really cool. Well, anything else?
Yeah, washboard. One of those old washboards. Stick a sticker spoon. Scrape it.
Yeah, I saw a bluegrass band the other day and the guy had a tie. It was like a washboard, so he was just like And it was just like up here. It was kind of strange. Not anymore. Do you still play sometimes with your friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not very many of them play anymore. All my friends are gone that played. They died.
Yes. Yeah, it's the same. I play cello.
Yeah.
I play cello.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. And that's, I've left it for about a year, so now I can't, you know, play so well, but yeah, it's definitely good fun.
You gotta practice all that.
Yeah, very much so, yeah. How much is an accordion? Are they expensive? Gold-plated accordion.
I think it's pretty good one for probably 800, something like that.
Yeah.
I got an accordion now, but I don't like the sound. It's too high.
How do you tune an accordion? How do you keep it in tune? How do you adjust the pitch? Like, you know, the guitar, you have the pegs to adjust the pitch to make it in tune. With an accordion...
No, you don't. Sometimes you get, when you get too old, they just lose the tune and they're not good anymore. I guess you could tune the piano, but...
Yeah, yes, a lot of effort of that.
It's not quite that heavy.
You get to sit down when you pick it.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
I've kind of had water.
I'm fine. I've drunk too much coffee already. It's about your dad being a reindeer herder.
Mm-hmm.
So he really loved doing it.
Oh yeah.
So did you used to eat a lot of reindeer?
Mm-hmm.
So these, oh, I was going to ask you about these petroglyphs.
It's from that Cape Aztec.
Is that a reindeer there? How do you say it?
Petroglyph.
So are these quite common? Are they, you can, what are they carved into normally? Is it rock faces?
No, on those certain places you find Cape Aztec and a desolate apartment with an old village inside the rock.
And where's that? Aztec. Do you know how it's spelled?
I used to go there to fish on.
Oh,
yeah. I used to run there.
Wow.
The salmon.
Is he?
No.
So they are carved into rock?
Yeah, they're carved into the rock.
And do they normally tell a story, or are they normally about?
There's some. There has to be some meaning in it. Maybe it's that.
So each picture has a specific meaning.
Yeah.
Do they sometimes tell stories?
Yeah.
Are there people, like specific people, who draw them, or does anyone draw them?
You know, people that put them in a rock, they're trying to tell us something.
There are some people who are good at it better than others at doing it. So do they still get carved now? Are there new ones? Like, do people make new ones? Or is it just old?
Nobody does that anymore.
How old would they be?
I don't know.
Who taught your dad how to herd reindeer? Who taught your dad how to herd reindeer?
Oh, there's one guy. They had people from around the northern part. They had to teach him. He had to come up and learn. And after he learned, he taught them. My dad.
Where were they from? Where were they from?
Somewhere around. You better read it. She's in there.
Scandinavian reindeer herders.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So would your father have been taught by them?
Yeah.
They never taught you?
No. I learned just being around my dad.
Yeah. So you do know how to herd reindeer?
Yeah.
Did you want to take a break before Minnie turns up? Do you want to just take a break and finish? So you have 10 minutes. Have a rest.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much. Everything's on site A.